Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Anyone remember the 2008 Super Bowl? Of course you remember the 2008 Super Bowl. The Giants went all the way. And most of us were unaware of just how bad the coming economic crisis would be. So people were still actually buying cars, as this Super Bowl ad demonstrated.
Any more questions?
Nope.
This is what I want. Cars.com had me prepared before I came in. I used my cell phone to get the car listings and pricing info.
Smart.
Yeah, otherwise I was going to have to go with Plan B.
What's Plan B?
Oh, I was going to have you fight Glondor in a Stone Circle death match.
I'm denied!
You should definitely step outside the circle, yeah, just to avoid any confusion.
So I don't think we're going to see ads just like that in the 2009 Super Bowl, but how are this year's Super Bowl ads going to handle the current climate? Does the recession make satire off limits, fun off limits, or are companies going to take it head on? Joining me now to talk about this is Bob Garfield, the co-host of NPR's On the Media and the advertising critic for Ad Age magazine. Hey, Bob. Bob Garfield, can you hear me?
Brian, can you hear me?
Now we can hear you.
Good. Nice to talk to you, man.
Have you gotten a sneak peek at some of these Super Bowl ads?
Yeah, I think I've now seen every last one of them.
I pity you.
It's a rough slog. You know, I got to tell you, apart from the subject of today's conversation, every advertiser thinks that they have not a 30-second TV commercial, but the Manhattan Project. And to extricate these things from them in advance is not fun. And I've been doing it for like 23 years, and I'm glad the week is finally over.
So there are things you can say and things you can't say before they actually air. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is all strictly embargoed. Of course, God forbid. God forbid, you know, advance word of the Pepsi commercial should leak out. What would happen to our society?
But you can speak in euphemistic generalities.
Yes, of course I can. Which is, of course, as you know, what I do best.
Of course. So is the tone of the ads going to be generally different this year?
Why, no. I mean, you know, there's like 33 brands represented at the Super Bowl. As I count it, there are exactly four commercials that make any reference whatsoever to the fact that we, you know, that this will be the Dust Bowl Super Bowl. There's just as many jokes. There's just as many groin kicks. There's just as many, just as much satire. And even the references to the economy are, for the most part, fairly glancing. There's only, you know, a couple commercials that you will see that make you realize, aha, something is different this year.
Now, the New York Times webpage has this great breakdown of 2008 Super Bowl ads where you see that 83% of them employed humor, 43% featured animals, and 32% had celebrities. You think those numbers are changing?
Not much. So I'm scrolling down here. You know, it looks like about 83% jokes. It could be 82.4.
That's a trend.
You will see chimpanzees and you will see cheetahs and various other wildlife.
Humor, I understand. What is it about animals that they wind up in so many commercials for beer and cars and things like that?
You know, I don't know. People like animals. Oh, animals. And especially in the Super Bowl when you've got 100 million people and 50 million of them are women, and for whatever reason women like animals even more than men like animals. So then it's, for an even larger audience. It's attention-getting, and you can be funny and cute and kind of play at the heartstrings simultaneously.
And maybe this says something about changes in our culture, but the Times charted the percentage changes over the years and ads that use humor and other things, and the humor seems to have really crept up. In 1984, only 36% used humor. It went up, then it took a dive again in 2002's Super Bowl, which was just a few months after 9/11. You know, humor by last year was back up to 83% of the spots, how quickly they forget. So I guess you can be funny based on what you've seen this week during tough economic times, but obviously it was inappropriate after 9/11. Given the economy, Do you think we're going to hear any ads like this one? This is a SalesGenie.com commercial that was played during last year's Super Bowl.
Ramesh, you're my worst salesman. If you don't double your sales, you're out of here.
But Hank, I have 7 kids.
Not my problem.
So maybe that'll hit a little too close to home?
No, there's one ad that is not explicitly about the fact that we're on the verge of economic ruin, but would not appear if we were not. And it is jaw-dropping because it's a direct response ad from an advertiser most Americans have never heard of before. You know, it's not from General Motors. It's not McDonald's. It's not from any of these gigantic leading national advertisers who will not be present at the Super Bowl this year. It's from a direct response company that wants to... it wants you to sell them your gold jewelry. And when you see how it is cast and when you see what the message is, I mean, America's jaws will drop, and then they're going to run from the game to their jewelry boxes and maybe, send their dental work in as well and, get 17 cents on the dollar because we're all in a panic. I would say that's the greatest example.
How about pawn shops? Are there pawn shop commercials competing for that jewelry?
Well, there may as well be. I mean, in effect, what we're seeing is the Super Bowl, which is supposed to be the greatest showcase of the highest values of American advertising, showing what is in effect a pawn shop ad. It's kind of not to be believed, especially, as the economic model around which advertising and mass media are built collapses before our eyes. What is left but advertising creativity and those 83% jokes we were just talking about? But now we've at least in this one example seem to be losing even that, and it makes you wonder what have we left.
Bob Garfield from On the Media with me on WNYC, and we have a few minutes for phone calls. If anybody cares about Super Bowl ads, I wonder, is this still the national pastime for some that it was in the 90s? Wasn't it kind of a 90s thing to kind of watch the Super Bowl ads as kind of a campy thing to do? I'm not sure that people are doing that so much in recent years. But if you still kind of get off on watching the Super Bowl commercials, call us up. Tell us what you're looking for this year. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or anything else for Bob Garfield from On the Media. And Andy in Morristown, you have 1 second to make your point. Go.
No, I just had a question. I just got back from Florida, and I don't listen to much commercial radio, but there was a long commercial, radio commercial building up their Super Bowl commercial. I think it was for Miller Lite, saying that in these economic times, you can't afford anything more than a 1 second commercial. And I was wondering if you knew anything about a 1 second commercial for the Super Bowl.
1 second commercial.
Although it's not a national. Miller Lite, through its agency, widening. No, it's not Miller Lite. I think it's Miller. One of the Miller Lite,
it is.
1 second commercials, but they will not be on the national NBC broadcast of the game.
1 second,
the game.
Literally a 1 second. I mean, isn't that subliminal advertising? Is that legal?
It's liminal. I mean, it's liminal.
It's liminal. Barely liminal. Is it considered? Are there different kinds of ads this year? Are there companies or sectors that have pulled out? Like if General Motors, American taxpayer Motors, were to spend a gazillion dollars on Super Bowl ad rates, maybe it would draw the same kind of outrage that we heard from the president yesterday and many of our listeners on Wall Street bonuses with taxpayer dollars. Are the car companies going in the way they used to?
Not a single American car maker will be represented at the Super Bowl. There will be three foreign car makers represented, Toyota, Audi, and Hyundai. But no,
is that a change?
No GM, no Chrysler.
No American car makers, is that a change?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember a year when this has happened before. And it may have to do with, once you've flown the corporate jet into Washington to beg on Capitol Hill for money, you're limited as to what you can do. suggest that you have a total tin ear to the taxpayer.
The real crisis will be when the beer makers don't buy the Super Bowl and we're bailing out Anheuser-Busch.
You mean Anheuser-Busch, the formerly American company, now owned by a Belgian Argentine conglomerate.
That's
yeah,
right. So. Bud is a foreign beer now. Liz in Newark, you're on WNYC. Hi, Liz.
Yes, hi, Brian. Thank you. I read where Pedigree Pet Food will be advertising at the Super Bowl for the first time, and that their advertisements will be to encourage people to get their pets from animal shelters. And I think that everybody should, if they can't get a pet through a shelter, should indeed support Pedigree Pet Food. That's a wonderful message.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's not a public service announcement. People want the thought process to end exactly where yours did, Liz, which is that everybody should feed those shelter animals Pedigree Pet Food. But I guess, you know, people obviously still love their pets, Bob, so that's probably a good buy.
It's a nice message, but as you say, there's no such thing as a TV commercial. Remember the word commercial. That no matter how do-gooding it may seem, that doesn't some way end up trying to contribute to the bottom line.
But in our last 30 seconds, I understand that PETA, the animal rights group, had a spot that they were trying to place, but it got thrown back at them.
Well, it's just a publicity stunt. This is one of the techniques of our time, to create a commercial that intentionally is spiked by the networks or in order to hold a press conference and say, this is an outrage, look what they've done. And then you get to have your commercial on cable news all day for at least 24 hours.
And have it go viral on YouTube.
And there you are.
Because it was rejected for being too racy. So you think it was a stunt from the start?
Unquestionably.
All right, well, we will see what happens if we watch the Super Bowl on Sunday and watch the ads. This is one where maybe you could, like, TiVo through the game, but set it to just record the ads. Bob Garfield from On the Media heard Saturday and Sunday on this NPR station. Bob, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.